Hey, it's Joey with the Edge Show at MMS 2012, and I'm here with Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, Joey.
So tell people, I'm great, thank you. Tell people who you are, what you do.
Absolutely. I am Shelby Grieve, and I'm the director of our professional certifications in Microsoft Learning, really focused on product management for our certification products.
So the reason I've got you here, Shelby, is that last week we announced some pretty significant changes to the certification. Now, I personally am a fan because I like those MCSE letters, right?
Yes.
I've had mine for a long time.
Yes.
Let's talk about, first of all, give us kind of a high-level idea of what those changes were.
Sure. A couple years ago, I started talking to customers about what was working for our certifications and what wasn't. And I consistently was hearing things like, it's too easy to earn a certification. They're not rigorous enough. It's confusing. There's too many to choose from. Mm-hmm. So we went down a path of figuring out, how do we increase the rigor? How do we increase the relevance? And how do we simplify it and make it easier for our customers? So all of our changes really were focused in those areas. We're increasing the rigor and relevance, leading people to the cloud. With Microsoft moving to the cloud as significantly as we are, we have to provide a path for skills and for people to gain those skills and take their careers to the cloud. These changes will help with that. We're increasing the depth and breadth covered on the certifications. So individuals will need to know more about the technology and also across multiple technologies, so broader as well.
So that's one of the interesting things, because when we talk about the old school MCSE, right? It's, you know, Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer.
Systems Engineer, yes.
And that was really kind of dedicated and focused on specific products. But what we're starting to see now, and particularly with the cloud and some of those things, cloud technologies, particularly around Microsoft's cloud, whether it be public or private cloud, they consist of a whole bunch of things.
That's right.
So now the certification is Microsoft Certified Solutions Expert. Right? So, and the engineering piece has gone there as well.
That's right.
So talk a little bit more kind of, so it's not just about going super deep on like little integral pieces of an individual product anymore.
Right. We are, we actually have three levels of the program now that we're really focused on: the associate level, the expert level, and the master level. And each of those will be focused around solutions. So the MCSA, or the Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate, will cover an entire platform. So Windows Server is a great example.
Okay.
Building on top of that, you'll then specialize into different solutions areas for the MCSE, or the Microsoft Certified Solutions Expert. Those might be things like private cloud, which is one that we announced this week.
Right.
We also have SQL Server 2012 coming out.
Okay.
So the two MCSE certifications covering that are data platform as well as business intelligence.
Okay.
So at that expert level, we'll really be building on a platform and focusing across. That's where the multiple technologies are going to come into play. People are really going to need skills across technologies and both breadth and depth. At the master's level, that's going to be that certification that a few
live and breathe, die by.
That's right. And they're really going to differentiate themselves through that master certification. We just don't expect that everyone will aspire to that. We really expect that the MCSE is where people will focus and aspire to. And then there will be those that just want to take their career an extra step up that'll go to the master's.
So one of the cool things about the new certifications that we have here, and I know when we were at the announcement, you guys did this announcement, you talk about this skills gap. And I don't think that I talk about this all the time when I'm going out and doing presentations specifically around the cloud. There are a lot of jobs out there for the cloud. And it seems like the job market kind of increased, and yet our skill sets kind of, they didn't necessarily grow with them.
That's right. The job market is changing quickly with our technologies, and our skills are not changing quite as quickly. So we're hoping that this certification will help bridge that skills gap. IDC put out a report recently that estimates there will be over 14 million jobs created between now and 2015 due to the cloud. That's a lot of jobs mm-hmm. and a lot of skilling that people need to do. Going back to the solutions and needing that breadth of skills across products, I think that's a big reason for the skills gap. People have really narrowed in on a technology and gone deep on it or gone to a component of the technology. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to get broader in their skill sets now. We have two of our private cloud certifications in beta here at MMS this week.
Yeah, so how are those going?
They're going well. I'm hearing a lot of good things about them. A couple of tweets yesterday came through saying how difficult they were. And while there's a little grumbling over them being difficult,
right,
that's always followed by, but it's necessary because sure. our skills have to change in order to keep up with technology.
Yeah, I think this is one of the great things about the new program is that, you know, I don't think that there's ever been a time where certification really, you may hear comments of, man, maybe it's a little too easy or everything.
Yeah.
It's still one of those things that even today, employers still look at, and then if you're going one guy who doesn't have it versus
That's
another
right.
guy that does, the guy who has it tends to get the leg up, right?
We have heard from hiring managers that take our survey, 91% of them tell us that they use Microsoft certifications as a hiring tool. They want people who are certified. Mm-hmm. And while you may also need to have experience to go with
sure.
your certification, it is definitely going to give you the leg up and be a differentiator.
And now these new certifications are really even going to set that bar
Absolutely.
Higher because, again, it's about, you know, they're making those skills very relevant to
That's
the
right.
technology, deeper, both
Exactly.
deep and breadth.
That's right.
kind of the interesting thing. It's that,
yeah.
that, you know, you have to have a depth of knowledge across a breadth of technology. So that's really
right.
cool. Really cool.
Yeah, one other thing that hiring managers will be able to look at with these new certifications is they'll be able to look at them and know that individuals' skills are current. We are adding recertification at the expert level,
okay.
which is something new for our program.
Mm-hmm.
The goal there is to ensure that individuals are keeping their skills current over time. We know that with our cloud products, there are rapid releases
mm-hmm.
that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're not versioned releases either. We had to adjust our program in order to accommodate that and to test people's skills in a way that reflects that ongoing change.
So you're going to have to basically stay on top of all these different exams and everything
we
and these
are.
Changes because cloud releases are not like normal releases, right?
Right.
They'll ship something 2-3 times a year.
Exactly. We can expect that at least once a year there will be enough changes that will be significant that we'll need to update our certification. Exams will be updated, we'll communicate it to our community. Recertification is a great way for us to address those changes that get made each year.
So I have to basically go back through and retake another exam to maintain that certification
you do.
At that level?
Every 2 to 3 years.
Oh,
in our
goodness.
Developer
now,
path.
Shelby.
I know. In the developer path, it's every 2 years. In
okay.
the IT pro path, it's every 3 years. We actually went to the community and asked them,
mm-hmm.
what makes sense? How, if you needed to show that your skills were still current, how often would you expect to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what our community told us, every 2 or 3 years.
So I'm the only one who's going to complain about having to take
no,
exams again.
No, you're not. We will hear the complaints.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely,
sure.
absolutely.
But I think it's for a good reason. And again, hiring managers, they're going to know your skills are current
sure.
if you stay current on your cert.
Great way to differentiate yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, Shelby, so tell the folks at home where they can go to get more information about Microsoft certification.
You're going to go to www.microsoft.com/learning.
That's it. That's easy enough.
That's
Shelby,
right.
thanks for taking some time
Thank
with
you,
us.
Joey.
Folks, make sure you comment, tweet, @TNEdge. If you've got questions for Shelby or anything else, go ahead and comment it or send it to us on Twitter. We'll answer those for you. And that's it. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you.